That's it. Nah, yo, I read some, I heard something interesting about, y'all know about dung beetles? So I something interesting I heard recently was that, like after they create their mound of crap and, so basically how they make it back home is that they use the Milky Way as their guide. You know what I'm saying? So they're just there like, huh? Yeah, yo, you know what I'm saying? So I thought that was pretty cool. Nature is so amazing. And they just so they just push. It's amazing how they make that, like, you know what I'm saying? And they just pushing their mound of crap and the woman's always behind them or beside them. It's never the woman pushing, always the man pushing the mound of crap. Damn, man can learn a lot from nature. Human beings, is it always the woman pushing the mound of crap? Usually? That's all I have for that one. I thought that was interesting. How y'all feeling? Huh? I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good. It's nice temperature. Beautiful scenery. Yeah, I feel good. I think sometimes it's like the only way you can respond is good or like, but I think the correct answer is like I'm figuring out how I feel. I think that's the correct answer. 'Cause you're in between like two very distinct feelings. It's like I'm very happy, but I'm also on the brink of crying. And the crying could be like from happiness, but also from like just life. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot to take care of, handle and everything like that. So, but it's still all good, man. Like having the attitude of gratitude is so important. Like that has worked tremendously for me. And yeah. This is the first time I've recorded in, man, a long time. Since May, I think. And I hadn't been like inspired to talk or anything. You know what I mean? So when I thought about shooting something today, man, the universe like really smiled on me like we were just talking about. You know what I mean? So I'm really happy. This is like an amazing, perfect fall day. So I'm really happy. Well, we are in the wilderness and, you know, we're here because this is what God put on my heart this year. You know, it's funny how when you look back on your life and you can like connect the dots and how everything happens to lead you to the next thing. And not that long ago, I had to go to a place probably not that far from here. I don't know the distance from here, but I had to go pick up some furniture. And then Q needed me to pick up some flower arrangements. Yeah. Actually, in this town, that's funny. I forgot. You know, in this town, and so it was like 20-ish minutes from where I was, and I was like, yeah, no problem. So I went by there, and on the way back, I was like, oh man, I would always tell, I'm like, yo, you know, I say it, but then I'm like, the world is so beautiful. I'm like, man, like New England is so beautiful, but like the world is so beautiful. There's so much to see, whether it's like snow-capped mountains or like tropical beaches, and everything in between. But it's like, just go see it. And one of my favorite things to do is be in the car and just like, especially around this time of year. So when I got back to her plant shop, I was like, man, I was like, I know what I want to do for my birthday this year. I was like, yeah, I want to like see these like obscure towns that for the most part we never go to. And then talking to you, And then I was like, yo, I was like, actually, we could go to Maine. And then you decided to take the train yesterday and come all the way down. And now we bringing you back home, you know. And I really appreciate that. I said that earlier, but I appreciate y'all for like being here, because I feel like a lot of people have things that they want to do, but sometimes for fear of whatever, people don't follow it. And I'm the crazy one that's always going after what I feel. And so y'all are indulging me. I know it's my birthday and stuff, but I'm thinking even if it wasn't my birthday, if y'all would indulge me, maybe not this much, but you know. But yeah, but either way, we talk so much about community and all of that. And but this is what it is, you know. This is what it is. It's time, like the thing you sent me yesterday, Dia. It's like time, patience, grace, intent, all of that. Again, people want community, but like don't want to put forth the effort for what it takes. It's like relationships, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but as you learn and grow and hopefully are around like the right people, y'all can teach each other. That's what it's about, you know what I'm saying? And then as we have this community garden, we each can be like, yo, I grew this, you grew that, like, you know what I'm saying? We can share and everything. So, but yeah, I don't know. Into the next season. You know, you have to build the life that you want. You know, I use the example because I love movies. So a lot of times it's like, it's not, maybe it's annoying to somebody, but I'm like, yo, like the only way I can explain to you how I feel is like this passage out of this song or this like this poetry or like whatever, this book. But I use a lot of movie references because sometimes it's like, damn, like that feeling is like that captures the feeling so much. And you know, I use that part from The Notebook about you know, when she was gone and he's just like, you know, refurbishing this old house in solitude, quietly, hoping that she'll come back one day. And like, it's metaphorically, but it's also quite literal because I've been working so much with my hands and like learning so much about how to do things. And I feel useful, man. I feel useful. Like, that's such an important thing. So for me, it's like, it's that, like, that's what I take into the next year. It's like how much I feel like the year before or years before I worked on myself mentally in a different way. But I think this next year is all about like being resourceful in a different way that I don't feel like I had before. You know, I probably said it to both of y'all, but when I was like, man, I only now feel useful in a relationship. And it's not that I wasn't of use in a relationship before, but I feel like where I'm at, I feel like I have a lot to contribute now. You know, then it's all a matter of like finding the right person. You know, but yeah, but I said maybe it was the other night, I said it to one of y'all, but I was like, yo, maturity is like when a man gets to the point where he realizes like the advice that he's given to the world is all the advice that women gave him along the way. Like, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I get myself and like other people, like that's what I do now. From like mom, grandmothers, aunts, platonic friendships, relationships. It's like all the advice, things that like women gave me along the way, is what I do now. So that would be my thing that I'm taking into the future and to tell other men. It's like, be useful, my G. You know? Because, like, I see that now. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? But, and I know I got, like, a ways to go. But, like, a lot of men are not useful. And I see myself at, you know, back in the day where it was just like, yeah, like, you provide certain things. But it's like, man, life is multifaceted. And women are multifaceted and require, like, certain things that the more we get into the future, like, there are less and less men that are able to provide it. And, but it takes real and honest conversation, you know? So, yeah. You know, speaking of which, I want to talk about something real quick. Like, we're like in the wild, and I was talking about women that have given me things along the way. Now, this girl, I call her PC for not personal computer, for Providence College. And y'all, this was a while ago. I'm not out here dating college girls and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people come into your life and time goes by and you're like, yo, did this person exist? Y'all had people like come into your lives like that where it's just like a blip. Where? Yeah, but it's, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, wow, it was like, boom. It was like the big bang and then like nothingness. And I'm always like, yo, she existed, right? But she put me onto this movie, Into the Wild. And I remember seeing it and immediately, she was like, yo, she talked to me. And she was like, yo, you gotta watch this movie. She was like, this movie is you. She told me a couple of things. East of Eden was one of them. But Into the Wild, she was like, yo, she was like, this is like, I see so much of you in this. She was like, you have to watch this. And I saw it and it instantly became one of my favorite movies. And I got some notes here just so we can stay on track. But basically, these are the main points, right? So the protagonist, Christopher McCandless, right? Brilliant, privileged college graduate. He's disenchanted with materialism and the hypocrisies of modern society and his own family. So he abandons his comfortable life. He gives his 24,000 savings to charity, burns his ID and cash, and sets out on a journey of self-discovery. And he adopts the name Alexander Supertramp. So his ultimate goal is the Alaskan wilderness, to live completely off the grid and in the wild. And he spends 2 years traveling across the American West, meeting various people who are fundamentally changed by his idealism and spirit. Jan and Rainey, a middle-aged nomadic hippie couple, became his like surrogate parents / friends. And them, because everyone he would meet would be like, where are your parents? They'd be like, you're a baby. Like, where are your parents? And so people come into our lives that make us face certain things about our past. So with him coming into their lives, they had to grapple with something very traumatic. They had lost a child. Was it they had lost a child or couldn't have children? I forget what it was right now. It's been a while, but I think they had lost a child. And so him being in their lives really pushed them to communicate about that, because things happen and people just kind of like don't talk about it. And then Wayne Westerberg was played by Vince Vaughn, a friendly grain elevator operator in South Dakota who gives him work. And then Ron Franz, an elderly, lonely man he meets in California. Franz, a retired military man, bonds deeply with Chris and even offers to adopt him. But Chris insists on continuing his solitary journey. So he arrives in Alaska and near Denali National Park and finds an abandoned city bus, which he calls the Magic Bus. And he uses this as shelter. He attempts to live off the land, hunting small game, reading and keeping a journal. And after a few months, he decides to return to civilization, but finds the river he crossed in spring is now a raging torrent, making it impossible to cross. So he is essentially trapped by the wilderness. And so his tragic end, isolated, under-equipped and weakened, he eventually succumbs to starvation and likely compounded by eating poisonous sweet peas, seeds / roots. And in a moment of realization about the meaning of life, he scrawls his famous last journal entry, "Happiness only real when shared." And he dies in the bus and his body is found by hunters a few weeks later. And so basically the major themes are individualism versus society, the rejection of a conformist materialistic life, the allure of the wilderness, the search for authenticity and meaning in nature, and the importance of human connection, the tragic realization that true happiness cannot be experienced in complete solitude. And I think ever since I heard that, like, I go back and forth because I'm like, there are people that would disagree about that. Like, can absolute happiness be felt in solitude, or do you need people to experience it? What do y'all think? Both? Which one is more of like its essential, like, do you think like you get what I'm saying? Like what happiness, if you think about like what happiness is. And yeah. You can talk, it's okay. No, you're good. I appreciate it though. What were you saying, dear? Yeah. Yeah.
There are folks that are always surrounded by happy people, but if they're not internally at peace or happy,
yeah,
how is that going to move them?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's so true, because even in you asking me like, yo, what are you taking forward? I think it's that, like, there are times where like, man, like, yeah, you want someone there, but what I've gained in terms of myself, like, there's certain things in, like, that you learn in solitude that you'll never ever learn with somebody else. And even the guy Paul that we ran into at the beginning of the trail, you know, asking him if you could go back to 34-year-old self, what advice would you give yourself? And he's like, now I'll go back to 27 and tell myself, don't get married. And, you know, because he was talking about the losing of what you truly want to do. And I feel like all those years of telling myself like, no, I don't want to get married. A lot of it was like based in fear because of like things that, you know what I'm saying? You experience that you think, oh, it's only going to be this way. But I think, you know, I think the act of like matrimony is important because, I think it's important to be able to have somebody to give some of yourself to, where like you lose some of your freedoms. Like I think that's a realization that I had, and especially like hearing him say that, I think that that's really, really important. You know, there's a few quotes from that movie that I want to share. The very basic core of a man's living spirit and his passion is his passion for adventure. And then he says, I'm going to paraphrase Thoreau here, rather than love, than money, than faith, than fame, than fairness, give me truth. When you want something in life, you just got to reach out and grab it. The joy of life comes from our encounters with new experiences, and hence there is no greater joy than to have an endlessly changing horizon, for each day to have a new and different sun. He wrote this song to the old man. He said, you are wrong if you think joy emanates only or principally from human relationships. God has placed it all around us. It is in everything and anything we might experience. We just have to have the courage to turn against our habitual lifestyle and engage in unconventional living. And so many people live within unhappy circumstances and yet will not take the initiative to change their situation because they're conditioned to a life of security, conformity, and conservatism, all of which may appear to bring peace of mind. But in reality, nothing is more damaging to the adventurous spirit within a man. And the final line of the postcard he sent to Wayne before hiking into the Alaskan wilderness, I'd now walk into the wild. And probably, this is the last quote, my favorite quote from the whole movie is, he says, it is important in life, not necessarily to be strong, but to feel strong, to measure yourself at least once, to find yourself at least once in the most ancient of human conditions. You know, I think that's so beautiful. You know, and I think that reminds me of like when I talk about feeling useful. I think I've thought about that quote so much as I've like worked on things with my hands and like learned things. It's like, it's that, to like put yourself, measure yourself against certain things, and then to make something and come out on the other side, I think, you know, I think that's really beautiful, you know, so that's it. Any final questions? Yeah, what's up? How I want to be remembered? Like when my life is over? Somebody who cared, somebody who fought for things that he felt was right. And somebody who pushed people to see what things truly are and what and who they truly are. You know. Yeah. So, yeah. You know. Ooh. Man. Where's my journal? There we go. What time is it? Y'all coming?
I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation, unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms, and if it proved to be mean, why then to get the whole and genuine meanness of it and publish its meanness to the world, or if it were sublime, to know it by experience and be able to give a true account of it in my next excursion. Henry David Thoreau. I think the need to be understood by the world has to be supplanted by the need to understand oneself. What does this 365 revolution feel like? We are not who we started the journey as. In an ever increasingly noisy world, I can't stand it to not be able to hear my soul. What I truly feel is out there somewhere, into the wild.